Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. Podcast that has been called the Planter Wart of movie review internet shows. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Platoon, a merry little romp about Charlie Sheen and his pals and their adventures in Vietnam. Okay, maybe I didn't watch the movie, but through the miracle of editing, I will have it watched by the end of the song. Wow, that film was nothing like what I expected it to be. Okay, Platoon. I actually did see this years ago when it came out. And I guess I'm dating myself when I say that, but, you know, there it is. And I really was looking forward to this because I remember watching this back in the 80s and thinking, this is the most unbelievably realistic war film in history. And at the time, I was probably right. It really is. If you've never seen this film, it's really hard to describe. Let me say that all war films before Platoon, or pretty much all, I haven't seen all of them, but you know, within the limits of my experience, were either about they were kind of these kind of patriotic exercises. You know, World War II movies, come on, Jim, we're going to take that hill for America and God and country and all this stuff. Things like that and marching music playing and then maybe some guy dies and it's a poignant moment. And then they move on with their lives and they feel very good about the work that they've done for their country and everything that they've achieved. That's one type of war film. The other type is where there's something really weird happening or unrealistic. Deer Hunter really probably falls into this category where, that whole thing with the Russian roulette, not really something that happened, but, you know, it makes a point in the movie and it's interesting and it's a good film, but it's not really based on gritty reality. Platoon goes a whole new direction for the time, where it really is gritty reality. Now, don't get me wrong. The stuff that happens in this film, all of it happening to one guy, they even said at the time, really pretty unrealistic that all of this stuff would have happened to one guy or one unit in Vietnam. But pretty much all the stuff either did happen or could have happened realistically. And so, within the context of the movie, it's pretty solidly realistic. Well, like I say, within the context of making a Hollywood film. So what we have is Charlie Sheen is a guy who in about 1967, his character quits college and decides to join the army and, go do something for his country, following in the footsteps of his dad and his grandfather and whatnot. And so he heads off to Vietnam with a certain amount of idealism. And what he finds is that most of the people there are people who have been drafted. They're or people who had no other options in life. They're basically the bottom of society. Not the bottom necessarily morally or anything else, but these are people who just really didn't have anything else to do or were grabbed and didn't necessarily want to go, but there they are and they're stuck there. And there's not a whole lot of patriotism to be found. And relatively quickly while he's there, he realizes why, because even if you show up as a patriot, you're probably not going to stay that way. And this is the thing that drove home for me. And I've said it before when I've reviewed war movies, I was never in the armed forces. I have no reference except for, some of the things I've read and whatnot. But I feel that when you watch Platoon and when you watch some of the movies that came after it as well, they make an effort to try within the context of a movie to put you in this position where you really get to see how, number one, a lot of it is incredibly tedious. So that old thing about, the long way to Tipperary, people singing and marching off into the sunset, that's not what's happening in this film. It's people tromping through jungle and, you know, they're getting bitten by mosquitoes and running into snakes. And it's, you know, it's slogging perhaps for days on end just to get somewhere for an objective that you don't even really totally maybe understand what it is. Not in the overall scheme of things. You know, you're supposed to go here and do this. And that's what your orders are. And that's what you do. And so you don't have this grand overarching feeling that you're achieving something. You're just there and you're just trying to survive. And at any moment in the middle of the tedious tromping through the jungle, you could run into something that is world-class, frightening, mind-blowing, horrible, you know, adrenaline rush, people getting killed, people getting blown up. And this can happen at any time. And it really gives you the feel, again, within the movie, of what of a tiny taste of what some of these guys must have gone through, where you're really just going through this tedious thing and somebody could die at any moment. So you're right on the knife edge, and you can see why some people come back and maybe have a really hard time fitting into society, because you're on this knife edge where, you know, it's boring and horrible, and people are getting on each other's nerves. And at the same time, you got to rely on each other, and the whole world could blow up at a moment's notice. And so Platoon, in my understanding, in my mind, it was certainly the first movie I ever saw like that, and probably one of the first, if not the first movies, to ever really do that, to really put you in the position of what a soldier must be feeling. Again, you know, as best they can in a film. And you come out of it, it's really, you know, the only thing that I could compare it to is kind of like Goodfellas compared to The Godfather. The Godfather has this big, sweeping, epic vista of plot. And Goodfellas is like, these are thugs on the street and this is what they're going through. And it doesn't really make you feel very good about the situation. This is what Platoon does. And it's a very, very powerful movie. Now, you could argue that since Platoon, some other movies have maybe done it better. And when I looked back at it, I always had this vision of it being the greatest war movie ever. Now, I'm not going to say what the greatest war movie ever is, because I haven't seen them all. And I don't even know if I've seen one I like more than Platoon. But there are scenes in things like Saving Private Ryan or Full Metal Jacket that are the equal or even a little bit better as some of the stuff that goes on in Platoon. But all those came after Platoon. Platoon was the pivot point, I think, for when, you know, all of a sudden Hollywood started making movies that were not just dark, but really showed the horror of what's going on. And it ain't pretty, and it ain't always clean. And so Platoon deserves a lot of kudos for that. Oliver Stone has had better movies and lesser movies, but Platoon, to me, is rock solid all the way through. It's got a great cast. You've got Tom Berenger and Willem Dafoe as really competing father figures to the Charlie Sheen character. One of them they're really like the devils on the shoulder, the devil and the angel on the shoulder. One of them is just a badass, tough, and bad guy. And that's Tom Berenger, which is really, you know, these guys are kind of against type, because you think Willem Dafoe, and he often plays the bad guy in movies, but he's actually the good guy. And you really get to see, you know, well, just watch the film. That's all I'm going to say. It's a really powerful film, and it's definitely worth seeing, and it's definitely worth owning. So it's a buy it. And do yourself a favor, get this one and watch it a couple times. Really, there's been a lot of movies made about war, and I've given high ratings to some of them, but Platoon is right there in that league and has a lot to say about it. And I think if you watch that and you come out untouched by what it is that the soldiers are going through, then I think you need to examine yourself, because it's really a powerful film. That's my review. Next week on the show... Oh, that's loud. Next week on the show is The Last Emperor. And that is quite the epic. And that's one I've seen before, but I haven't seen for a long time. So I'm going to check that out. And I will have my review for you. I remember it being quite sweeping and pretty cool. But I don't want to give any more away. So, because it's not time for that yet. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. I am Pete Pollack, and this is a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Live it. Live the dream that is the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. I know I do every day. Until next week, I am Pete Pollack. You have a good one.